seed in the sand and stone. May the four winds roll you safe home. Roll away the dew. Thank you. gonna make it just one more day. Whichever way your pleasure tends, if you plant ice, you're gonna harvest. I'll tell you where the four wounds sting, like 14 hounds that love's deep. Wildflower seed in the sand and wind, ain't thought we'd throw you home again.
Roll away with you.
Good afternoon, Petersburg. You're listening to the Street Beat Show here on KFSK. My name's Matt Linhard. I'm your host, and I'm also joining me in the studio is Ian to check out the vibe, and my wife Jill. And we're here with you to bring you a Days Between show. And we kicked it off with the peppiest Franklin's Tower that I know of, and that was live at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado, 7878. It's the peppiest one I know. And the interplay with Donna, too, kind of showing an independent contribution, I think, in that rendition. So what is the days between? It's like this annual sacred 8 days where it falls between Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead, his birthday of August 1st, and his death on August 9th. So there, between those days, the Deadheads will just kind of take time to celebrate the contributions of Jerry Garcia to the Grateful Dead and to American music with playing songs that are a little more jam-centered, explore the emotional depth, too, because, you know, it's an emotional time. On the one hand, his birthday, yay, Jerry Garcia came to this world. And on this other hand, he died kind of early. He was 53 years old, and we often are left wondering, as what happens with lots of musicians who die young, or artists or athletes, or what could they have contributed to our life experience here in the arts. So here on KFSK this afternoon, I'm going to do my best. I've never hosted a Days Between show. And I will also confess that I reached out for a little help. I looked at Spotify, and there were some days. There's a Days Between playlist that was put out by Rhino Records, which is an offspring of Grateful Dead Records back in the 1970s. And, you know, they compiled some songs. And I looked into that, you know, specifically for what specific performances of tracks. And I'm getting a little too wordy, because we could celebrate with words, or we could celebrate with music. And so we're going to move on with kind of the title song of this period of 8 days. It's called Days Between. This is live at the Capitol Center. This is Grateful Dead. Landover, Maryland, March 17th, 1993. This is the last couple years of their touring. It's a pretty unique song for the Grateful Dead. It's very introspective, nostalgic in the true sense of the word, of like a pining for times gone past and kind of wishing you could take another shot at those times, but not a happy-go-lucky way. So here's Days Between, live Grateful Dead.
Summer fires and August nights, and the world grows dark and mean. Comes the shimmer of the moon, on blackened fist. Singing man is at his song. The holy on their knees, the reckless are outraged. The timid plead their plea. Much more of this than anyone. With wild and lonely cries, lonely cries. Like a golden moon, the finest ever seen, hearts of summer, still tender, young and green. left on shelves collecting dust, not knowing what they mean. Valentine's of flesh and blood. Hoping love will not forsake, the days that lie between, lie between.
That was Days Between. That's our kind of our title track to our show today, honoring the life and music of Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. I'm going to give you some more words. It was suggested to me here in the studio that I might share my Grateful Dead discovery story. Like, what's my backstory? And I was vaguely aware of a band called Grateful Dead in my early teens to mid-teens. I thought, well, that's a weird name. And I knew they were associated with skeletons. And that was it until 1987, when Touch of Grey came out. And like, wow, that's a great song. And then they showed up. Their video was pretty clever. And then I look, they made the cover again of Rolling Stone. And we used to get that magazine in my high school library. And I read the article, and looking at these guys, it's like, these guys are dressed like my uncle, you know, or something. Just some guy down the street, you know. They put zero effort into their appearance in the era of hair bands, where, you know, just the most extreme attention to appearance. So that stood out to me. It's like, really? Yeah. And so that, you know, then I've got, you know, okay, this is who they are. Here's one of their songs. And then my second year of college, I will also say that I got into Bob Dylan. And then right around like 1988, an album came out called Dylan and the Dead, of Grateful Dead being the band for Bob Dylan on tour. And I thought, well, this is a good way to, you know, get used to their sound. You know, I'm getting used to these Bob Dylan songs too. And so that was a little merger for me. And then my roommate, my second year of college, was a guy named Eric from the Chicago area. And you may have heard me give him credit for introducing me really to jazz. He also introduced me to the Grateful Dead. So he had a big old Grateful Dead poster that he tacked up on the wall. And he got me listening to a little more, you know, the greatest hits, so to speak. And then slowly finding out that, oh, you can get your hands on live shows. And then I finally saw them in June of 1994 in Seattle. And I felt very fortunate, because most of the time when they came to the Pacific Northwest, it was Oregon, Eugene. And besides, I was in Ketchikan working in the cannery, so I couldn't catch them, and I was poor. And so it's like, well, here's the opportunity. And they hadn't been to Seattle in, I think, 11 years. And I caught them again the following year, 95, and that's their last tour. One of the people in the audience of the studio here wants me to also tell the story of when I was like, wow, I think Jill's on to this too. We were driving a Subaru with a plugged up radiator in hot summertime Central Washington. Well, we knew we had to cross Central Washington, and we was like, we can't do it in the daytime. We'll just blow this radiator up. So we decided to travel in the middle of the night, where the temperatures are a little cooler, and to stay awake, we played some recordings of the Grateful Dead Hour, which was broadcast on KBCS, Bellevue Community College, and so 1969 stuff just cranked, and Jill singing along like, wow, it happened. that's the slippery slope, spouses out there. Okay. Let's keep going with some music. And, you know, going into what I'm trying to select, it's like I didn't want to make it too melancholy, but, you know, some things really point to brilliance. And here's a song that I enjoy from that Jerry wrote back in the early 70s. It's called They Love Each Other.
Bernie Sumo tries you for the weather. When that ship comes in, you won't know where it's been. You gotta try to see a little farther.
That was Grateful Dead. They Love Each Other, February 28th, 1973 in Salt Lake City. Great show. And that comes from a commercial release, Dick's Picks Volume 28. And that was, there's out there, I think there's 36 of them, where a former archivist for the Grateful Dead, Dick I can't say his name. He compiled 36 volumes of some live Grateful Dead spanning the years. Okay, got something that got by me was station identification. So you are listening to KFSK Petersburg. We broadcast our main signal at 100.9 FM, and our translators are K201 AL Port Protection at 88.1 FM, K216 AA Point Baker at 91.1 FM, K241 AS Whale Pass at 96.1 FM, and K276BD Petersburg at 103.1 FM. I also made a call down to our friends at Viking Travel a couple minutes ago to check on the progress of Flight 64, the afternoon jet. And they tell me that it is running on time. It will be due to arrive at 1:52 and is due to depart at 2:42. And speaking of that departure time, you must have your checked bags checked in at the airport 50 minutes prior to departure of your flight, or you will not get the bags, your bags, on your flight. They'll make it there eventually, but maybe not with you. Okay. Here at the station for Street Beat, we're kind of observing the days between. This is a days between show. The days between the birthday of Jerry Garcia, August 1st, and also the anniversary of his death, August 9th. The tunes that are picked out today kind of span the inspirational, epic jams. They also have a few jaunty tunes. I didn't want to get too introspective because I think, you know, someone's listening to this show while they're at work. They may just kind of slow down. I don't know if I want that too much. So going on, here's a song. It's kind of like Days Between. It's called So Many Roads, and it's from the very last performance of the Grateful Dead with Jerry Garcia. The last true iteration of the Grateful Dead was in Soldier Field, Chicago, July 9th, 1995. And this was one of the songs. It was So Many Roads.
Thought I heard a blackbird sing up on Bluebird Hill. Me a wine boy, yeah. On when the sun don't shine and I don't deny my name. Got no place to go, ain't that a shame? But I heard that Casey whistle from old and sweet and low. But I heard that Casey. Underneath the cobalt, wine and more got no place to go. Many roads, I tell you, so many roads I know. So many roads, so many roads.
when I call. Wind inside and the wind outside, tangled in the window blind. Tell me why you treat me so unkind. Now I'm aware the sun don't shine, lonely and I call your name. No place left to go, ain't that a shame? So many roads to ease my soul, Lord, so many roads to ease my soul, so many roads.
That song was So Many Roads. That was live in Chicago, Soldier Field, July 9th, 1995. The last show of the Grateful Dead. And the singer of that song and the lead guitarist, Jerry Garcia, would be dead in 1 month. He passed away. It's worth mentioning in these reflective songs, and it actually almost every song that we're going to play in our show, the lyricist was... Robert Hunter. He was a poet and writer and old friend of Jerry Garcia's from before the days of the Grateful Dead. And those two were like two parts of a heartbeat. They knew how to write the right lyric. He knew how to write the right lyrics for Jerry. Jerry could put his lyrics to music. So great partnership. So kind of makes them stand out. You know what? It seems like a good time to branch off, take us into the next step of the Grateful Dead journey, which was what did they do after Jerry died? There was lots of questions. Should we continue with, you know, could we be a band without Jerry Garcia? Nobody wanted that in the band. Said, nope, we're going to take a break. And they explored their own kind of projects. They got back together a little bit under different names like Further or Phil and Friends. But then they got together for all the surviving band members got together, plus Bruce Hornsby. I always forget this other piano player's name. Trey Anastasio of Phish. And they put out the Fare Thee Well tour. They played in Chicago and they played in San Francisco area. A total of maybe like six shows and three in each. But after that, everybody, it was meant for like a see ya, no more like, you know, joining up and playing these concerts with everybody. But then within weeks, a band called Dead & Company, which featured Bob Weir, Billy Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart. Those were all of the surviving band members minus Phil Esch on bass, and they got together with John Mayer on guitar and doing some vocals, Oteil Burbridge from the Allman Brothers on bass, and the man I can't remember, I feel so bad because he does a great job, the guy on keyboards. But Dead & Company was extremely successful. First it started off like little venues, and then they just took off big places and touring for about, I'm gonna say, 9 years, I think it was. And anyway, here's their version of Box of Rain. John Mayer is the lead guitarist and vocalist, and this is live at Folsom Field, Boulder, Colorado, July 5th, 2019. And Box of Rain lyrics were written by Robert Hunter. Box of Rain from Dead & Company, the breakout band that was the longest running and most successful of those projects after Death of Garcia and the end of Grateful Dead. And they were playing July 5th, 2019 at Folsom Field in Boulder, Colorado.
All I know is something like a bird within her sing. All I know, she sang a little while and then flew off. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you snow and rain. Night. something like a bird within her sing. All I know, she sang a little while and then flew on. Tell me all that you know, I'll show you snow and rain.
That was Birdsong, Grateful Dead. It's a track off an album that was recommended to me when I was traveling to Alaska. I think it was the first, my first time coming to Alaska, June of 91. Got on the ferry. Jill and I and her brother got on the ferry in Bellingham. And I don't know, you know, just somebody's playing some Grateful Dead. We get to talk in, and he said, "Get this album, man." It had just come out. And it was called Without a Net. And it's some selections from their fall 89 and spring 90 tour. So I got it. And that was the first album where I was like, oh, yeah, okay. So Grateful Dead can kind of go places with their jams. They can leave the key. They can leave the chord structure. And was that a flute I heard? Oh, no, it's not a flute. It's Jerry running his guitar through a MIDI interface that, you know, he can make trumpet sounds, saxophone sounds, flute sounds, whatever. And so that's where I kind of realized that, oh, the Dead are the different kind of band, different kind of band. Okay, so we're observing the days between Jerry Garcia's birthday, August 1st, and his death on August 9th. This is something Deadheads do, and something I'm serving up for you. Maybe, and you're listening for curiosity, and that's why I kind of fill in a little bit of deets like that. The next track is a little lengthy, but it stays in the key, and the jams are tonal. But it's a classic Morning Dew. It's just epic. It's a song that is not the song itself was written by a Canadian folk singer. And she wrote just kind of what it would be like when it's safe to go back outside after a nuclear holocaust, kind of nuclear apocalypse, maybe we should call it, not that word. And so it's just kind of that yearning and building solos. And this comes from one of the best shows the Grateful Dead ever played. That's Barton Hall, Cornell University, Ithaca, New York. May 8th, 1977. Here's Morning Dew, and I'll join you with the weather at 2 o'clock.
Yeah. I guess it does.
That was Morning Dew from one of the best shows that the Grateful Dead did. That was at Barton Hall, Cornell University, Ithaca, New York, 5877. And that was, well, there's lots tied into that recording. Even the person recording the soundboard, Betty Kentar Jackson, pretty famous for her recordings of live shows. But yeah, I first encountered that. It's not on a studio album. But it is on a live release that came out in the early 70s called Europe 72. And I was kind of building my, you know, back to my little Grateful Dead story. You know, as I came north for work in the summers in Ketchikan, I went to a place downtown called Murray Records and Tapes, I think. And it was called Murray's, but, you know, I get a little cash and I just build up my Grateful Dead CD collection. And so I bought Europe 72 and came across Morning Dew, and it's like, wow, you know, just that really nice chord progression, you know, a gentle song building to this huge guitar solo, passionate guitar solo, and then kind of bringing it back down, you know, pretty quick, pretty abrupt cliff coming back down at the end of the tune. Morning Dew. Okay. Well, it is 2 o'clock here at the studios. It is 60 degrees outside with a slight breeze coming from the north. And I'm here with the local weather. Today is mostly cloudy and the highs are between us. Wow, it says 66 to 74. Boy, I did not feel 74 today. Maybe not even 66. Maybe this is last week's forecast. But light winds. And tonight will be mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 50s with light winds. Tomorrow, Friday, will be cloudy, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. High is 66 to 72 with light winds. And we're going to start the weekend. Friday night, mostly cloudy, chance of rain, lows in the lower 50s, light winds. Saturday, the weekend, mostly cloudy, high is 65 to 72. I'm Matt Linhard. I'm your host for Street Beat today with my son Ian in the studio as well. We're bringing you a special show called The Days Between, and that's the days between the birth of Jerry Garcia on August 1st, his birthday, to the anniversary of his death, August 9th. And in those days between, deadheads are fond of having kind of like their own, just their own wake or something, way to celebrate Jerry Garcia's contributions, and mostly through the music of the Grateful Dead. And that's what we've been doing. I've been trying not to get too melancholy, but you know, there's just some tracks that you just gotta play. It's like, if we're talking about, you know, tribute, and that was one of them, just his epic guitar soloing and his jamming and bird song. So great lyrics as well. I'm looking at the list, and, you know, I'm not following a set. I've got a choice of songs to play, and there's some I want to save to later. Here's something. This is big. It's called Standing on the Moon, and this was a studio cut, I think, from In the Dark, if not Built to Last. And he's playing at JFK Stadium, July 7th, 89. Okay, that would be Built to Last. And I heard this at my, well, I heard Morning, I'll tell you, I heard Morning Dew at my very first Grateful Dead show in Seattle, 1994. And then I heard, Standing on the Moon, I think the next night, and the chorus of I'd Rather Be With You, I'd Rather Be With You, kind of, and I had been at the show by myself, except for thousands of Grateful Dead friends. So it was kind of a nice send off for me. Here's Standing on the Moon, Grateful Dead, from JFK Stadium in 1989. Thank you.
got no cobwebs on my shoe. Standing on the moon, I'm feeling so alone and blue. I see the Gulf of Mexico as tight as a tear. Somewhere over here, over here. Standing on the moon, I see the soldiers come and go. Standing on the moon, I see the soldiers. There's a metal flame beside me. Someone planted it long ago. Oh, glory, standing stiffly, crimson, white, and indigo. Oh, glory, standing stiffly, crimson, white, and indigo. Indigo. I see all of Southeast Asia. I can see El Salvador. I hear the cries of children and the other songs of war. It's like a mind. Melody that rings down from the sky. Standing here upon the moon, I watch it all roll by, all roll by, all roll by. I see a shadow on the sun. Standing on the moon, the stars go fading one by one. I can hear a cry of victory, a note of defeat. And vision true. Standing on the moon, but I would rather be with you. Somewhere in San Francisco, on a back porch in July, just looking up at heaven, at this crescent in the sky, in the sky. Standing on the moon with nothing left to do, a lovely view of heaven, but I'd rather you.
Standing on the Moon. That was live at JFK Stadium. JFK Stadium in Philly, July 7th, 1989. And okay, we're winding up our time. We've got just under 20 minutes to go until we're done with the show. So I think what I'm going to do is play something I don't want cut short. That's what I'll do. Some real pull at the heartstring songs that that are just famous with Grateful Dead. It just, they can be surprised. It's like, oh yeah, these are great songs. They've heard them a lot, and all of a sudden they hear them in the right context, and that's all she wrote. Then it's just heart, it's tears or something. But appreciating the songwriting of Jerry Garcia and the lyric writing of Robert Hunter, I'm going to bring you two back-to-back tunes. They're both live. The first one is Ripple, which is off American Beauty, the studio album. But this is a live recording off the album Reckoning, which is their acoustic album from 1980. And we're going to follow that up with live, a commercial live release of Broke Down Palace, which was live from, I think, San Francisco in 1980. Kind of the same tour. Okay, here's Ripple.
Then who's to guide you? except you alone. Gonna leave this broken palace on my hands and my knees. I will run, 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 make myself a bed by the wall, verse in my time, in my time, I will. The Bay Street end. It will grow, grow, grow. Sing a lullaby beside the water. Lovers come and go. The river grows.
Often the Grateful Dead would come on with an encore at the conclusion of their second set. And often in the 80s, a little bit in the 90s, they would play a Bob Dylan cover, and here's one from December 3rd, 1981, where they covered "It's All Over Now, Baby Blue," and this will be our last track on the show, recognizing the days between August 1st and August 9th, Jerry Garcia's birthday and the anniversary of his death. So I'm Matt Lenhart. I've been your host this afternoon with my son Ian in the studio, and we hope you have a great rest of your day. Coming up at 2:30 is the NPR News Update, as well as at High Country with Joe Stratman immediately following that. Hope you have a good rest of your day.
Just walked out your door. He's taking all his blankets from your phone. Thank you. vagabond is rapping at your door.